everyone. Welcome to Deep Matter Radio, post-Kanzine edition.
It's the 3rd of November, 2010, 7:18 p.m. And here we are.
How many days removed from Kanzine? What day was Kanzine on? Actually, quite a few days removed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Was it last, I guess like a week?
A week and a bit.
Yeah.
So it was the 25th, or 24th, actually, because the election was the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, true.
So we're a week and a bit removed from Kanzine.
And we thought it apposite to recount the Kanzine happenings for our loving audience.
Yep. So Kanzine was held at the Great Hall this year, as opposed to
the Gladstone
Hotel. And what did you think of the Great Hall?
I think I kind of liked the Gladstone better, maybe. But
yeah,
I'm not
definitely
sure.
Definitely preferred the Gladstone.
It was weird. I don't know.
We had a fairly good location. It was assigned seating this year, or assigned tables. So when we went in and we said our name, they told us where we were sitting, as opposed to last year where it was just a free-for-all. You
just like, take whatever table that you want.
Yeah, first come, first serve. So there's two, well, I guess if you were there, you know, but only a couple of you showed up. There's one big table, or big room, sorry, where most of the tables were. And then off to, like, the side of this was, like, a smaller room where there was more tables. And the smaller room was really cramped. And it was really, it was full of, like, dead ends. The rows didn't even, like, go back out to each other. We were in the really big room, thankfully.
And we were squished in behind a table, surrounded by people, and we could hardly move. And we were kind of trapped because, like, getting out was, like, really embarrassing.
Yeah, it was.
We had to crawl under a table and, like.
Which was also really embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was a huge line of tables, too. So, like, a row is, like, a line, like, a million feet long. And we were directly in the middle of that, pretty much, too. So, we had, like an enormous amount of people on either side of us that we would have had to, like, try to get to push in if we wanted to actually not crawl under the table. So, yeah, crawling was our only choice.
So. We had a. We gave out a lot of individual zines, as usual.
About 100, I think, or just under 100.
How many anthologies did we sell?
We sold
three.
Three. So we sold what, five last year? So we sold three this year, but we traded two more, and we gave another one away. So six were put out into like the public.
Six.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, one of those was two Broken Pencil for review, so.
Oh, okay.
So five, I guess, five and a half.
Yeah.
But so it was roughly as successful as last year in terms of that. But, so let's talk about the beginning.
Our reception?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we set up all our stuff, let's see. Who was our first visitor?
Was it that older gentleman?
Yeah, I think it was
a really friendly man in a
trench coat. And he looked like a good guy.
And he talked like a good guy.
Yeah, and he was much older than us. Like,
he was at least in his 50s.
Yeah, 50s something. Mm-hmm. And he seemed to really like the look of our zine or something, like the typeface or something, I can't remember.
Yeah, he really liked the typeface and how it looked. And he seemed really excited by Kanzine as a whole, like really enthusiastic about like the creativity or whatever that was present.
So it was a good start because he was great and he took zines and stuff, like the individual ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if it was immediately after that, but like it was a very... drought-like reception that we had. Like, for the first long while, like, everyone would just, like, walk past our table or
Just or like run past.
Yeah, or look at every table around us, like jump from one like over us to like the next.
Yeah, it was literally like it was a game of leapfrog, and our table was like the wordiest frog of all. it kind of contrasted from last year where, remember, we sold an anthology before we, like, finished even setting up?
Mm-hmm.
So we were having troubles even, like, giving away issues in the early going.
Yeah.
Oh, we should talk about the sign, too. So we had a sign, like, with the individual issues that said $0 free.
Mm-hmm.
And yet...
$0.
So
I asked and it said free. Above it.
So what do you think that means? What would you interpret that to mean?
Yeah, what do you think, like, what do you think you're able to do with the item that's labeled with?
Yeah.
Take or run away? A lot of people asked us if they could take one. And a lot of people would pick one up and then put it back. It was really bizarre.
Yeah, and then we would sometimes say, like, oh, like, those are free, you can have that. And they were like, oh, really? And, so it was like they were baffled by, like, I don't even get, like, because the sign was so prominent that said $0. Like, if they could look to see the zine, then you would also see the sign that said $0.
And, maybe they were illiterate and they...
they should see the zero. Like, you can generally still recognize basic numbers. Functionally illiterate...
Give or take, if you're illiterate, you can't see the zero.
Well, if you're functionally illiterate, it means you can't read, but you can pick up the basics. And I think zero would be one basic that you could pick up.
I don't know about that.
I agree. Thank you. Anyway, so that was a trend in the early going, was people picking up zines and putting them down. And also, as Alexander mentioned, not picking up zines, not looking at us, just walking right on by.
Someone even actually reached over our table, like came over to our table, but there was like a crowd at the table next to us, so she couldn't go right up to it, so she like came to ours and like reached over like to get the other table's thing while ignoring our stuff.
Yeah, it's also prudent to point out how popular the table to our right was. These two women... were staffing that table. And Lisa is one of them. They gave us some of the ammo. We can talk about that later.
And over again, they were crowds of people.
Yeah, they're very, very popular.
Hey, like, I saw you. Like, here.
And did you remember that one woman, very on in the early going, like, I came here right away just to see you. Like, I want to buy everything. It was like they had genuine fans.
Yeah,
I want to
buy
fans.
Everything. Yeah.
And people, yeah, like, that table would be very popular, so it would, like, it wouldn't spill over, like, the trickled, like, this is proof about, like, the,
mm-hmm.
disproves yeah, the trickle-down economics or whatever. It was, like, a lava flow economics or whatever, like, it covered us, it ruined us.
Also, there was a very strange, sartorial, I don't know, like, reception there. Like, it was, like, the people that looked amazing and who we thought would have liked our thing. Like, people who would dress almost in ways that are reflected by our aesthetic of deep matter would just march past or, like, not even come close to stopping, like, at our table.
Yeah.
Like, completely, like, snub our, like, operation. And it was really frustrating.
Yeah, it really was.
Because those people, I feel like, are most likely to appreciate us.
And so, I guess, what's one of the earliest... Well, I think not long after, we had another older gent, not old, but, like, I would say middle-aged mm-hmm. Man come to our table.
Yeah, we had a really good reception from the, like, older...
From the aged...
From older demographic.
He came by, and he was another vendor. And he, again, was very, like, complimentary, asking what it was about. And I think he liked the design as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really liked it.
And he was very, very friendly. I liked him a lot.
Then later in the night, like at the end, like a much older woman, like a 50s or 60s. Maybe.
No, I'd say she was 50s probably.
I'd say she was maybe 80s.
I'd say she was just born. She was coming out of like the womb. She was like crowning. Anyway, we sold Anthology to her at the end. So yeah, we are a hit amongst the...
Yeah, she wanted an Anthology, so that was strange. So, yeah. So it proves that we're more appealing to more mature segment of people, I guess. Right?
We should talk about the first notable story, which... I wasn't there for. I was in the washroom at this point.
Yeah, Christopher was in the washroom at one point.
Because it always works out. Like, it happened at last year's Kansas, and where, like, notable things happen when the other person's, like, in the brief periods where the other person's not present.
And I was operating the table by myself. Or staffing the table, if you like. And
I'd like it.
Someone came up. He seems like a pretty good guy. And then he asked me, like, what is this, like, thing? Like, what is it about? And so I explained that it's kind of, it's like me and my friend write about our feelings about things and stuff like that. And he said something like, so you're emo kids?
So you're basically, like, a couple of emo kids?
So I guess that was, like... It showed the limitations of, like, people's conceptual, like, emotional ideas, or, I don't know.
That incident
or who, like, talks about emotions.
That incident became something of a running joke for the rest of the day.
Yeah, with the people beside us, they kept bringing it up. It was funny.
So, yeah, that was, I guess, the first incident. So... How long had passed and before, like, at least an hour or two had passed, and we definitely hadn't sold an Anthology yet. And even, yeah, a lot of people were avoiding the table. Like, I feel like we hadn't even distributed that many free copies either.
When? Like, what event are you talking about?
Well, I'm not really pinpointing a specific event. I'm just saying, like, how long do you think... passed before we even sold an Anthology? How much time?
I don't know. I can't remember. Like, a while, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a while.
As opposed to the last time. Last year's. So, I don't know.
So, didn't we sell... I think I sold the first Anthology while you were... when Pamela arrived and went to look at other
tables. So, I wasn't there?
Yeah, it was, so again...
So everything happens when we're alone.
Yeah, so I sold an Anthology to someone.
Seems like the two of us are intimidating, maybe, or something?
Yeah, or...
I don't know.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. So, feel free to jump in.
Jump in with my own lack of things to say.
Yeah. So we had a couple of people who told us that they distinctly remembered us from the previous year, from the previous Kanzine.
Well, one in particular.
Yeah, who said that, like, didn't she say that, like, she had, like, thought about us or whatever? Like,
I remember you from last year or something.
Yeah, but it was, like, more. It was, like, you really stuck in my mind. You really stuck with me or something.
She went all out.
And then she, like, remembered, like, details about us.
Yeah.
Like, she remembered that I was in grad school, and she said, like, oh, you were in grad school in Waterloo, which I was in Guelph, but that's still pretty impressive, like, it's pretty close.
Yeah. So, I don't know what caused that. But at the same time, she didn't remember, that the individual ones are free or something, I think.
She didn't... For all her, like, complimenting and stuff like that, she didn't buy an Anthology last year.
She didn't buy one this year either. Did she take the individual one?
Yeah, she took an individual one.
Did she last year?
I can't remember.
Didn't you say that she was looking through the Anthology last year?
Yeah, she read the entire thing, like, in front of... Because you weren't there for it last year again. like she read the entire anthology in front of me, which is mildly embarrassing because, yeah, it's as you well know, it's somewhat revelatory. So, for someone to read that while you're sitting right there, like, it's a bit awkward. And she was at the table for at least 5 or 10 minutes, I would say, last year. And she didn't buy it. Like, she ended up, after reading, like, the whole thing, put it back down and left. And then, yeah, this year she didn't read through it all, but she talked to us for a bit and then left. But, and then, yeah, later on we had another woman who told us that it wasn't, like, the same level, but that she definitely remembered us from the previous year.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
So I guess we're memorable.
I feel like, well, we hypothesized that it...
Memorable to avoid or something.
Yeah. It had a lot to do with probably how we dressed, because... And I think...
It's a pretty distinct, yeah, like, looking people, I guess, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, so we dressed up again. Or we didn't dress up, we dressed normally, and people didn't follow suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was interesting. That was another Kansian story.
Mm-hmm. Any other Kansian stories that we should share?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. So, there was, as the show went on, like, things started to pick up a bit. More people, like, there seemed to be, like, more spurts of people actually taking issues. And then we started to sell some anthologies. And yeah, like, it seemed like the second half was a lot better than the first half.
Mm.
Like, considerably, like, quantitatively and qualitatively better. And then, we talked to the people beside us, and we traded zines with them. The person to our left, his name was Jason, and he makes some comics, and they're really influenced by, like, Jeffrey Brown and Ivan Brunetti, and, yeah, I really like them. They're really good. And so that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people to our other side, Lisa, and I'm not sure the other woman's name, but, they gave us, at the end, they asked to trade, and then, we asked what their most, like, emo-y thing was, and so they gave us this one thing called, Sites of Emotional Breakdown, which I liked quite a bit as well. So we were surrounded by good people, and they're both really, really nice people.
Hmm. Maybe we'll discuss those zines after I've read them, because only Christopher has read them so far.
Yeah, I had them, because we didn't get copies for each of us, so I had them initially, and then I just gave them to Alexander a couple days ago to read. So we had two visitors. Two of our friends visited us at Kansian. So thank you to them.
Thank you. And for the rest of you, try better next time.
Yeah. If at first you don't succeed.
Maybe we'll forgive you in a year.
So one thing we should mention about Kansian, this is, we should have started with this. The night prior, there was a creator party, like a social event meant for, like, the people who make things at Kansian, and we felt that we should go, especially for me, to, like, meet people. It's like a good opportunity to meet interesting people, but it eventually proved far too intimidating and scary.
And was it raining?
It was raining, and we still had a lot of stuff to get done. And yeah, it was too much, and so we didn't. So that was, I feel a few pangs of regret over that, and wondered who might have been there.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a lot of interesting looking people at Kansian, as per usual. Mm. Well, I feel like there is at least another story to tell.
Oh, really? No, I think that's it.
So yeah, I would say we gave away at least 90 zines. We sold 3 anthologies, but we traded 2 more to good people. So all in all, it turned out okay. Like, I was a little disheartened, because initially we were also counting. Do you remember that? Counting the people who zoomed mm-hmm. by our tables.
Mm-hmm. And people like, who snubbed us.
Yeah, it went off the charts or whatever. And we eventually stopped. But eventually things picked up. And so I overall was happy with how it went.
Me too.
And we want to do more. We looked into Expozine, but it was occurring in November 14th. And you have to pay more money. And we just don't have the time to do it right now. It's too soon. But maybe next year.
And also, I'm not interested in cultivating a foreign audience.
And I'm really interested in cultivating a foreign audience.
Because I think the more intimate, the better with Deep Matter. Or with anything, but especially Deep Matter.
But the thing I disagree with that is that just because someone lives in the same city doesn't mean...
Yeah, because I think the ideal Deep Matter readership is people that we know and we become friends with because they subscribe and we meet up with them.
We could talk to them via email.
Okay, well, there's obviously a different degree of intimacy there.
There's tons of
degree so the of ideal thing is that available they all live in the same city.
As has been discussed
and in we're all Deep friends Matter. With each other. And
at length, so...
So it's a really intimate in readership there. Yeah. That... Everyone knows
we are in agreement that
we all,
no matter where you live,
know
we everything. Still
yep.
put forth the
and when we
strives to
we can all
embody
meet up okay. anytime.
All right, we're
thank
agreed.
You.
Agreed.
Okay.
So any final words? So that's the Kansine wrap up for the many of you who weren't there. And actually, we should mention that one also offshoot of Kansine is that someone who took one of our free issues then contacted us to ask to buy an anthology.
In an email. He emailed us asking if he could get an anthology.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who just picked up, the individual zine at Kansine. And so we just got back from meeting him in Toronto. And,
yeah. It was really nice. It's very surprising.
And he also, he bought the anthology and then he gave us money for a subscription, too. So he got both. It's surprising and, really strange that he liked it so much that he did that.
But it's what we always pictured to happen from Kansine because now we can't complain or whatever that, we gave away 100 zines and no one contacted us. Now we can say we gave away 100 zines and one person contacted us. So maybe next year, two people will contact us. So.
If we give out 200 zines. Yeah.
That was good. So we did have
some
positive side effects.
So I think that concludes our post-Kansine report.
Yep.
So thank you for listening, everyone.
And we'll expect some zines in the mail soon.
If you subscribed.
Yeah, if you subscribe. So, all five of you, check your mailboxes.
Okay, until next time.
Bye.
Good night.